Hey there, and welcome to episode 162 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Listener Theme Week by looking at the history of the Four Dummies book series. Today's listener suggestion comes to me from Lauren in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Lauren writes simply, "How does someone get to write a Four Dummies book?" Well, thanks for the question, Lauren. I did a little research on the Wiley Company, the company that puts out the esteemed Four Dummies series, not to be confused with the Complete Idiot series. Yes, there are two insulting self-help series out there. The Four Dummies series started up in 1991 with DOS for Dummies, designed to cater to the bottomless market of people who don't know what their computer is doing half the time, my mother included. No offense, Mom. From there, the Dummies franchise has exploded to include over 1,600 titles, including Doing Business in India for Dummies, Refracting Telescopes for Dummies, Building Your Own Home for Dummies, Catholic Mass for Dummies, and Being a Great Dad for Dummies, the Australian and New Zealand edition. The actual authoring of a Four Dummies book is pretty straightforward and runs the same as any other book. An author uses an agent to submit a proposal to the publishing company. If the company likes it, then you get to fill the pages of one of Wiley and Sons' distinctive yellow and black tomes. Thanks for tuning in to episode 162 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we continue Listener Theme Week by looking at the guy behind elevator music.